stuff.
You can just Mandy. Like, fuck. I'll make Mandy. Who gives a shit?
Hello, welcome to Buena Vista. It's a bonus episode. I'm Theo. I'm here with this little piggy who went to market. It's Ben.
You've done this one.
What?
No, we got, no.
No, I haven't.
You absolutely have.
No, well, I've done the three billy goats gruff.
I swear to fucking God, you've done.
No, I don't think we've been little piggies before.
Yeah.
I think we have been three billy goats gruff.
I think you've done the piggies before. I think when you have like baby brain, you were just going off the most recent thing that you'd done, which was doing little piggies to your boys.
This little piggy stayed home. It's Andrew.
Wee.
Bit of a homebody, are we?
I'm just doing a wee because I've already gone all the way home before. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I had to get here and I did wee when I did.
But it is kind of skipping to the good part though, isn't it?
The wee.
That's like, the part we enjoy. It's not the being home.
We're there.
I'm just saying I got to do
part.
That in the past, and that's how I got here. Am I
having roast beef or not?
And finally, Lucy, yes, she's having roast beef.
Yes, let's go. You shouldn't feed pigs meat. I know that. Pigs shouldn't be eating meat.
Oh, pigs will eat whatever you want.
Yeah, but like, is it healthy? Yeah.
No, if you own a pig, it's illegal to feed them meat.
Really? You know,
something that has happened to me multiple times in my life is someone has told me a story saying that their dad has told them that pigs are the best way to dispose of a body.
That's because all their dads watch Snatch.
Their dad was quoting Snatch at them and they didn't realize that they thought it was an original invention of their fathers. They're probably doing the accent at everything they go through. Bone,
did your dad
light,
call
bah.
Himself... an horrible cunt.
Yeah.
It's so funny to be like, they'll be like, yeah, it's so crazy. My dad said you got to be wary of anyone that has a pig farm. Yeah. Your dad watched Snatch.
You just watched Snatch.
Yeah. Your dad likes Dags.
No, my dad watched the Silence of the Lambs sequel Hannibal.
I was
Gary
thinking,
Oldman's
absolutely.
Character.
Yeah, that's nasty. That's not good when he gets fed to the pigs.
No, it's not great. I mean, I wouldn't
eat
like
anything.
It.
Kind of a nasty movie too, by the way, Hannibal. I don't know if anyone's kind of said
this before. The characters in it
are
unkind.
Haven't seen it.
The characters in it are unkind.
I'm a Hannibal.
There's no happiness in it at all. I don't like it when they take the top half of Ray Liotta's head off and then they feed him his own brain on a plane.
Paul Krendler is a despicable character. It's fine that happened to him.
The movie makers.
The people that work together, the best boy, the key grip,
everyone
that
Make
made
up.
It possible.
The writer especially.
Executive producers.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's my
Ridley Scott, big hand in it.
It's my understanding that Thomas Harris, is that the name of the guy?
Oh, Thomas Harris, yes.
Yeah. I'm under the impression that that they wanted to make another sequel, but he hadn't done another book.
Yeah.
And he said, oh, well, but there is another book. And they said, yeah, you write another book or we make it and do the story and you don't get a say in it. And he went, and he had to pump out a fucking Hannibal book.
Yeah.
Just because they had the rights, I guess.
I wonder if they tried that with George R. R. Martin. He's like,
I don't give a fucking shit.
I don't care.
Hey, are you,
world doesn't move at your pace.
You guys ever noticed that the hat that he wears is real fucking stupid?
Yes.
George R. R. Martin?
Yeah, he wears a stupid hat.
Oh, it's a stupid hat.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the uncool Guillermo del Toro, I think.
He is, and I already felt that, but I've never had the courage to say it out loud.
The yin and the yin and the yang of kind of fat, grey-haired sci-fi guys, you know? Maybe this is the sci-fi versus fantasy.
I think I've tried to read Game of Thrones about four times.
I watched the new Frankenstein movie, and I did tell you guys, but I have to report, sexy twink Frankenstein looks just like our friend Tom Walker at a lot of points throughout that movie.
Someone else has said that too.
Who's the actor?
Sexy Jacob Elordi.
Oh, it's Jacob.
Oh, the Australian gentleman?
It's the big Brisbane boy.
Big Brisbane boy. Hey, to visit George R. R. Martin and tell him to his face that his hat looks stupid, that would probably require a plane. We talk about planes in Plainly Speaking.
This is your captain speaking. Please return your seats to their upright positions as we are coming in hot on another edition of Plainly Speaking.
This is from Travel Radar. EasyJet celebrates 30th anniversary with flight staffed by 30-year-olds.
Is that how it works? Is that how it works?
Is that a novelty?
So I mean, what happens when the airline turns 100?
Yeah, good point.
Like Easy everyone's exactly 30?
Yeah. I believe that's the idea, yeah. Hang on. There's a little bit of wiggle room. EasyJet, the UK's largest low-cost airline, is celebrating its 30th anniversary in a unique way by operating a, do we say route or route? Route.
I Whichever say I'm route because I don't way. Like say saying, route. I don't like saying route because of because the you don't connotation.
Because of the implication. Yeah.
I think if I'm talking about the way I'm going to go somewhere, I would say this is the route I'm taking.
Yeah.
But if we were talking about like a flight plan, I'd say, yeah, check out this route.
Well, you're not going to say like the GPS routed me there.
I think I'm saying both, depending on the context, or if I think the person I'm talking to is going to think something about me one way or the other.
Or I couldn't get phone reception.
You can't say route 66. It's route 66.
Yeah,
66.
But that's exactly.
But I'm talking about a route.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We should say route 66.
Yeah. We should.
We should say route 66 just to annoy them.
I'm doing code switching just for this. Just for this.
By I'm doing it for some other things.
A route from London Luton Airport to Glasgow Airport, the first flight ever flown by EasyJet 30 years ago, but this time entirely staffed by pilots and cabin crew who are either 30 years old or are turning 30 this November.
This.
I don't want a 30-year-old pilot.
I don't want that. I don't want that.
That's too young for a pilot.
The pilot's 30 and the co-pilot is 30?
No. No. Nah. I need a Get minimum 50 or
You know what? I'm fine with this because I think London to Glasgow is 30 kilometers.
Yeah, but that probably still takes 45 minutes by the time you get up in the air and you start descending again.
I'm just saying that they don't have far to go. They're not like not much space for mistakes.
Well, yeah, but the middle is not where the mistakes happen. It's the start
it's
and the
end.
It's
the up and the down. The mistakes don't happen in the middle. It's the up and the down.
It doesn't matter how long your flight is. The odds of something going bad are basically identical.
Yeah.
Short hop versus long haul.
Yeah.
Oh, I am.
Take off and landing.
Saw a video today of a guy dying.
Cool. Oh. Okay.
Because he got pulled into a jet on the ground.
I thought, okay.
Ooh.
And
like an engine.
Yeah. Not like the movies at all.
He wasn't just turned into like a pink mist?
Into paste?
No. There was no explosion, no fire or anything. It looked like he just kind of went in, and then I guess there was a loud donk of some kind, and then he just came back out and fell down. In that way that very strongly indicates someone might be dead.
He
got
injuries.
Passed through the gears?
No. I reckon there's just a big spinning turbine, and that probably hit him in the head real hard.
Yeah, he bounced straight back out.
And he just came falling right back out. You know?
Man, very anticlimactic, I wouldn't have watched that video, to be honest.
Yeah,
I would not have
The thing is, I've watched a lot of movies. You know,
yeah, it's different
it's
though.
It's
kind
different.
Of
it's not like it is in the movies,
so,
kid.
It's different
so different.
From the movies.
I played video games for so long growing up, and it did not desensitize me to real world violence one bit. And I have no idea what to do with that information.
Oh, look, I completely agree with you. I guess what I'm saying is that would ruin my year.
Yeah. Well, if I saw that.
Yeah, but I have also had the same experience as you. Of when you do see a real life violence and you go, oh, that's very different in a super upsetting way. This was
Al-Qaeda beheading.
Less upsetting
way.
Oh, it was easier to digest?
Yeah.
That sounds worse to me. If he was just turned into a cartoonish mist, I'd be like, well, at least it was instant. If he's donked through there. Thump.
Turns out people getting killed in real life, kind of chill.
I don't.
Not always. No, I'm going to.
This
don't know if I 100% agree with that one.
There was like a brief period, I guess, maybe where you had the choice of like you could be really high and then get on your phone maybe and look at your Instagram stories and be like, oh, my friends went to the beach today. Oh, it's a dog. That's real nice. And then now there's like a 1 in 3 chance you'll see like a child being shot by an Israeli sniper.
Yeah.
Which it's obviously
40% of all footage is body cam. Based now.
It's not good. Like, I mean, obviously, good that people know that this stuff is happening. You can't watch David Attenborough documentaries. You can't look at because, you know, you get a really good groove on and you're really stoned. And then you get up to the part that's about climate change.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, fuck, man. Can't look at your phone. So amazing.
You're seeing Palestinian children dying.
Yeah.
Part of there only being three websites in the world is that eFucked got rolled into Instagram.
We had to put it everywhere else.
We had to put it somewhere else, yeah.
Yeah, maybe we shouldn't be able to avoid the problems that are happening in the world. That's probably good. I mean, but also, yeah, sometimes probably. I've had a gummy and I just want to like see some clownfish or a new type of fish. That's something that they're really good at, is every season they find a new type of thing.
And we thought it like the ocean is so big, you can't go like, well, okay, there's a new kind of lion and it's been in Africa the whole time. Because we know, like,
we know.
Generally.
We know
we've got
land.
The lions figured out. We're not finding a new lion.
We've got that figured out.
There's
but they
undiscovered
say,
fish.
Yeah, it's from the Blungus Trench. You're
I
like,
think there's
oh,
a whole
fuck.
Bunch of undiscovered on land stuff. There's plenty of undiscovered trash.
I think we
insects,
basically know
birds,
everything.
Bugs,
there's like birds
on.
That people either haven't seen before or ones where somebody sees a bird and goes... We thought that bird was extinct like 50 years ago.
That's very cool.
That's
they
cool.
Probably should have kept an eye
cool
on
thing
it.
To see. Or get that one. Get that one.
Yeah.
We just need a clean break. We need a clean break. I don't want to think about, is that bird out there and lonely?
Yeah, both barrels.
That's upsetting for me. Get him.
Blam, blam.
One karate chop to the neck. Have you guys noticed that all the Attenborough documentaries really heavily lean into... I guess not hyperbole, but like superlative statements like that they need for every time they introduce an animal or a situation, it has to be like, this is the most this thing in the world. Every single time it's got to be a different thing.
Yeah. It's
and
a
it's
bit
like,
much.
This is the largest bird that lives on an island that's south of the equator during the summer than 60 days
just
at a time.
Just say the bird's cool.
What about a weasel that's just mid?
This is a weasel.
This is the world's most regular weasel.
This weasel is completely unremarkable. His family does not care for him.
He's chubby.
Its colorings are dull.
Brown, of a not particularly interesting size, and that doesn't have any activities that are cool on camera.
Their
the normal
mating
weasel.
Ritual, very short.
This particular specimen will never mate, and his line will end here. As it should. So I watch a lot of cooking YouTube videos, and so, a thing I think has changed, Ben, is that everything used to be the best carbonara you'll ever make.
Yeah,
the
yeah.
best fucking whatever you'll ever eat. And I feel like I have noticed a very distinct shift in chefs going, this is just the way I like to do it.
That's good.
I get everybody's got a thing. This is just kind of my method. If you have an idea, sure, just... put it in the comments. And it's probably...
engagement farming.
I think it's probably a type of engagement farming that is a lot less aggravating for the person making the video. But also, don't say you're making the best one of anything on the planet. Don't do that.
I think we've talked about it before, but that Matty Matheson sort of leading into it because he knows that's how you have to title YouTube videos, but then doing it very ridiculously. They're like... the one where I think it's a tuna melt where over the course of the video, he keeps changing the numbers to be more different where it's like $1 tuna melt versus $10 tuna melt. And then by the end, he's like 50 cent tuna melt versus $1 million tuna melt. And at the end, he's like, yeah, they were both pretty fine. I think the expensive one cost about $30. But that's what the internet, everything has to be the most.
They make us do it.
They make us.
Because that's what you're Googling. I'm not going to Google mid tuna melt. Yeah. I'm going to Google how best. Do I make the best tuna melt ever.
Yeah. But then you can't do that with podcasting. We can't sit here and be like, craziest news stories ever every
sure,
week.
I disagree.
We could. We could absolutely say that.
Thumbnails going.
We could say it. Yeah.
We could vamp
thumbnails.
It up. We could put some kind of, we could put some juice into this.
Man, I would rather like.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Like
we investigate the stories you're too scared to read by yourself.
This isn't small stakes news for pussies. The thumbnails people have to like fucking humiliate themselves with.
It's the worst, especially when it's someone that like whose content you enjoy. Yeah, it is like good content, but then you see the thumbnails that they're clearly forced to put their fucking YouTube video as.
It's like some guy who's like really good at knowing about vintage 70s synthesizers, and his thumbnail has to be him pointing at the synth, with giant letters saying "craziest synthesizer."
Yeah, yeah. What? Or he's got both palms upward, perplexed expression on his face.
What is this?
Is this synth the worst synthesizer ever?
Yeah. Oh. We just live in a bad time. We should never have been so interconnected because we are interconnected already, but we fucked it.
Except for when it was just like Neopets. Like just Neopets, we should have stopped
Neopets,
there.
Neopets, yeah. And Newgrounds.
Should have been hard to send a direct message.
Got my Neopets accounts hacked multiple times.
Yeah,
so
me
I went
too.
On forums and said infinite money hack. And I was like, great, all they need is my username and password.
Yeah.
a simple black and white SMS between friends.
Yes.
You know? You have to have that person's phone number.
Yeah.
They have to have given it to you.
I don't even have my friends' phone numbers anymore. I don't know what my friends' phone numbers are.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
You can't get an unsolicited SMS, you know?
Lucy, I definitely have your phone number.
I've got
yours. I have your phone number. Theo, I don't appear to have your phone number.
Why would you need my phone number?
You
can contact me.
You've been the longest out of all of these people.
The internet is like a kind of, it's like a phone, but more.
Nah,
you can reach
different.
Me by, hey?
The
all
tenor of
is...
a text message is different to the tenor of like a, I don't know. It's
I don't text
different.
Anybody.
It's a different
there
vibe.
Is nobody.
It's a personal connection.
I text, like I message my dad through Facebook Messenger. I message my mum through WhatsApp.
I message your wife through Facebook Messenger.
Yeah.
Mm. I text her. I call her. All of it.
Yeah, me and my wife texting every day.
Yeah.
Yeah. On SMS, sensually. What happens when you change phones? Like, that shit all comes with you, an iPhone, I guess? I don't know.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, that's a solved problem. That's actually been a solved problem for a long time. Also, when you...
Not on Android.
When you change phones, you move your SIM over.
No, I think he means,
but it's
like,
not your messages aren't on
the
your
message
SIM.
History?
He can't
the
get his iMessage
history.
History on the Jelly Bean. That's
well,
not
well yeah, we
works.
Don't have, we don't have iMessage because we're not sort of
Are
like,
you back on an iPhone? Okay.
Hey?
Aren't you on an iPhone now?
No, I'm on a Jelly Max.
He's on a bigger Jelly Max.
Jelly Max? There's a big jelly?
I said you were on a normal phone.
There's a big jelly.
Now.
It goes it goes all the way up to 4.8 inches or something, I think. Which is
you got
the
really,
right
completely
which
average.
Which very is excited.
The right size for a phone. Okay,
you got
and
a
I'm,
really little phone to solve some problems, and then he had to get a bigger little phone to solve some of those problems.
No, that's too little.
I'm not going to be led on this.
You know we all approve of your lifestyle choices, you know? We're all agreeing fundamentally we need to be less connected.
Yes.
Right?
Well,
we are.
Yes.
I think we need to
less
be more
digitally connected.
Yes. Yeah.
More mindful
we need to be more
about it.
Connected in person, less connected via the internet. I think you need... You remember when text messages... Before, phones would automatically... stretch a text message out into multiple individual SMSs they charged you for.
Yeah.
You could you only at a time up to 255 characters or something.
No, 140 Twitter rules. Twitter was based on SMS. Like
is that
originally
true?
You could
really?
SMS tweets in and the length limit came from the original SMS limit.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Hey, can we all make an agreement, you know, as a podcast and as a society, ideally?
Mm.
Let's just all set ourselves our KPIs for the next 12 months. Let's increase soul connections by 50%.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
I think I'm maxed out. I'm gonna reduce that.
And let's go back to what do you call it?
Polyphonic
ringtones or whatever it is, right?
Polyphonic ringtones.
And
yes,
you
can
you
buy them.
Buy
we
it?
Prefer that you program them into
you
your
program
phone yourself.
In.
I
you
used to do them myself.
Note by note, you're putting in wedding nails. Okay. Dun, dun, dun. Dun 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 like that.
No, keep going. You went up to the good bit. This is great.
This is good.
Radio.
I remember I made Seven Nation Army on my phone's ringtone, and I felt like I was like, I have perfect pitch. I'm actually
you did it by ear?
Yeah.
Holy fuck, you are the quiz at Tatterack.
Yeah,
that's fucking insane, dog.
That's what
people are doing it by ear?
I couldn't do it by ear. I was doing it by looking it up online.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Maybe I just take my gifts for granted.
You know you have perfect pitch.
Yeah.
You know you have great fucking pitch. Don't act coy,
don't
dickhead.
Don't be coy about it.
Oh, maybe I am special.
I guess I've never really thought about
it
before.
I was thinking of this bit the other day about like a guy with perfect pitch, just like how hard it is living, because like going through, you know, the train terminal and the, you know, dong, 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 and you're like C sharp, F sharp, A, and it just takes you out of the moment, and your whole life is this living hell of knowing what notes to play.
That's how introverts feel about small talk, by the way. It's torturous for them. It's horrible.
Yeah, so I got two. About the weather. I got two for
you
one.
You ask me about the weather, I'll fucking kill you! The British low-cost airline was founded in 1995 with its inaugural flight from Luton to Glasgow taking place on the 10th of November.
November.
Shut up. The flight taking place to mark EasyJet's 30th anniversary was operated alongside Captain Fred Rivett, a retired captain who operated the airline's very first flight.
So they're still going to have someone's dad come along, keep an eye on things?
Yeah. They got like a sort of wise, old, Sully figure on the plane, but he's
Captain,
not there.
Captain Fred Rivett.
Fred Rivett.
Fred Rivett.
Such a good name.
Hell yeah.
Fred Rivett's here, but we can still have a good time, right, guys? He'll stay in his room.
His room being the rest of the plane. Yeah.
Don't let any women go back to his room by themselves.
Stay away from Fred Rivett. I've heard like there's a bit of a whisper network thing, but like, stay away from Fred Rivett.
Yeah,
no women in rows 25.
Parody,
no
legally protected satire.
We didn't say anything specific about Fred Rivett. Just don't sit next to Fred Rivett. That's all I'm saying. The Capitan shared his thoughts during the flight. Now, that is a choice they made.
They said Capitan.
Frenchly.
Just for fun?
Capitan. Oh, it is a Capitan.
They're having fun
with
it.
Is it not Spanish? Is it not El Capitan?
Well, Capitan, Spanish doesn't have the I. The I is the French one.
Ah, Capitan.
Capitan.
Quote, it's hard to believe it's been 3 decades since my crew and I flew that very first flight from Luton to Glasgow. Back then, EasyJet was a bold new idea and a complete disruptor to the industry, and to see how it was grown into the UK's largest airline and helped millions travel across Europe and beyond is something I'm incredibly proud to have been part of. Don't put me on the flight with the 30-year-olds.
Yeah.
Me personally, I don't want that.
30-year-old pilot is going to be freaking watching The Office, am I right?
Yeah.
Because he's a millennial.
Freaking looking at the camera like Jim.
Yeah. one of the engines just flamed out. He's making the gym face at the camera. Yeah. We've lost engine 3.
Quick, get me my fidget cube.
FML.
When he says EasyJet was a bold new idea, does he mean like just flights but cheaper?
The idea of like an airline that sucks.
I guess like budget airlines are a fairly modern thing, right?
We used to kind of give people dignity and grace in some spaces.
But this is what everybody always talks about this. Yeah, where they were like, oh my God, you look at photos of flights in like the 70s and stuff. And like
they serve in cost $10,000 and you had a good chance of crashing.
Everyone else was on the fucking Amtrak or the Greyhound. It was like Don Draper was on the plane. Every other character from that show is on the Greyhound.
Yes. Good. Yes. I don't think we should be able to fly places.
Well, we shouldn't be able to. No. Flying was a mistake.
Flying was a mistake. We should never have left the land.
Costy. Costy. Very costy.
Costy. Especially in November. It's costy. In November.
Oh, God.
I saw someone remarking online the other day about like about that right wing, like, you know, trad return. About like American white culture specifically, and I guess the point the person was making was that for so many of these people, the thing they're talking about is always essentially marketing imagery. Like, it's always this very idealized version of a thing that the overwhelming majority
which I'm
of people
sure
weren't
it was
actually
not
experiencing.
That.
Like you're saying,
absolutely,
we
not.
Need to return to a Coca-Cola ad.
Yeah. They're all bloody AI generated now. I don't think they should be proud of that. I don't like that.
No.
Thumbs down for the Coca-Cola megalith.
I think their hands should be split.
I got a fucking, my TV, which has ads on it, because the sick world we live in,
Don't make me.
Ads on your TV?
What
is that?
The Samsung TV is ad supported.
Oh, you're watching the TV that comes with your TV?
We watch the TV that comes with the TV.
That's just like the Beyond Belief channel 24/7.
Even outside of that, right? That's, I understand that if they're broadcasting something on there and inserting ads, then it's like you don't have to watch that.
Yeah.
And that's also like a fucking quid pro quo situation between them and the people whose content they're screening, right?
The people who make Little Women LA. Yeah.
What I can't fucking deal with is that I also bought a Samsung TV recently, and I was like, it was replacing the Bravia that we had. We finally got a non-Bravia TV.
You fucked up.
Fucked up. But both of them, you buy a TV and then you put your silly fucking apps on it and shit. And just sometimes the top half of your home screen is like, here's a promotion for some fucking Apple TV show or whatever.
That's
like,
nuts. They think
should
you
I be
dirt.
Get just copying sponsored posts on the operating system of a fucking TV I bought?
Yeah.
No.
It's like those fridges that they announced they were going to start running ads on.
I can't figure out how to like stop it other than like it's hard enough trying to turn all the recommended shit on. I went down a rabbit hole of looking at like, can I get just fucking ad-free TV, and it's like, absolutely you can. All you got to do is like fucking hack into your TV,
jailbreak
it, install this operating system, and put it all on a USB and
blah,
blah,
blah. Why don't you just run everything off your PS5?
Yeah, I guess you can. I used to pick up
the TV remote.
Yes. I want to use the TV I pay
television.
For.
Yeah, yeah. LG's current meta. They got WebOS on there.
Weren't they previously thought of as kind of the shitty brand 20 years
no,
ago?
No, I don't think so. They're like one of the two. Good? Samsung and LG are basically the only people that make screens, right? Mm. And LG have the OLED stuff. So if you're looking for locked frame rate, high brightness, high contrast screens, it's an LG screen.
But how deep are the blacks?
They are infinitely deep because with the OLED, they switch the pixel off versus a backlit TV, like the Bravia was, et cetera, where it's just blocking the backlight for a black pixel. So, but the OLEDs don't do variable rate refresh for gaming. So
this might be the worst episode
Samsung.
We've ever done.
This is definitely what people want to be hearing. Yeah.
I think
what
they want to hear
saying,
us
ben,
do
about
acapella
ads?
Wedding nails.
You started a story.
Oh, yeah.
Acapella wedding nails. There's no lyrics.
I got a fucking... Oh, good point. Sorry. What do I mean not acapella when you're just doing the like... When you're doing the instrumentation as a vocal group?
Vocalization.
Like harmonizing or something? I don't know.
It doesn't fucking matter. Anyway, I got a full-on AI-generated ad of like video of people in an office. It was for like some fucking spreadsheet software or some shit. But it was all AI-generated. It made me feel sick to my stomach.
Makes me sick. Sick of it. We're living in They Live.
We are living in They Live.
My beautiful wife listens to broadcast radio like a psychopath, which I just can't fuck with radio in any form.
They don't put the music on that I chose.
They don't know what they're doing. Anyway, she was listening to a radio station with ads on it, local ads. And she was like, yeah, and an ad for a local business came on and it was just a full fucking AI read of an ad, like in the American AI voice, you know, but on a fucking local radio station for a local business in Canberra. And she was like, yeah, as soon as it came on, I was like, ooh, just real, real gross feeling. And she was like, if anything, it has made me go, I will make sure I do not frequent that business. It's just yuck, you know. You can't sling someone $100 to read it for you or whatever.
You don't know someone with a sonorous voice?
Get on Fiverr.
Beautiful timbre.
One person. Yeah. Mm. Well, yeah, that was what bummed me out about it. Was I was like, fucking Fiverr was already depressing. You know, they're like, we're gonna go lowest common denominator for someone else to plug your shit into AI for you, I guess. At some point.
Can't get a cheap voiceover artist. Fucking hell.
Just sad.
We need to hit the reset button.
The great reset?
No, I don't think that's... Is that the racist one?
Yeah, but I think we want to do it. We're pro the great reset.
Yeah.
Which makes us anti-racist.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
I'm pro the architect scene from The Matrix, where he's explaining how we got to start over.
Yeah, because it just drifts out of sync after a while.
Yeah, remember how he's talking for a bit, and he also has a sonorous voice. You know,
what a beautiful says, voice.
This is the fourth attempt, and it's not about race. Remember?
Remember when the architect said that? Dressed as a racist plantation guy.
Sometimes Neo is black. It's not about race.
Hey, if you manage to get a TV that doesn't have ads on it, I guess you are a lucky duck. We talk about people who are lucky in Mr. Lucky Duck.
He's Mr. Lucky Duck.
That's one lucky duck.
This is from press agency UPI. Man mowing the lawn thinks up random numbers, wins big lottery prize.
Thinks up random numbers.
Theo, have you got any opinions on whether or not the numbers that he thought of were truly random?
I mean, it's impossible to know.
Yeah, we'll never
know. From one sample, you don't know. I mean, like, he thought up some numbers. That's as best we can prove.
They might have just been arbitrary, not random.
Are we having like a flip on the script here? Is it usually a situation where somebody plays the lotto and they say, I always play my wife's birthday?
Yeah.
And this time it happened. I can't believe her birthday was the number. Are we subverting that by saying I just thought of some numbers? Is that not how most
lottery entries would be played? I just picked some numbers.
I think a lot of habitual lottery players have like a set of numbers they use like every time. Whereas this guy had a moment of divine inspiration.
Yeah. Mm. What are we all thinking about when we're doing the moan?
I'm listening to podcasts.
I've never mowed a lawn in my life.
So no thoughts.
Okay. I'm
thinking about how bad I've fucked up my grass usually. And mowing my lawn now takes like 3 minutes. It is a small patch of grass.
Desert out there.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking the whole time to being like, man, if there was a talent scout out there, I'd be going to the big leagues with this mowing. I got my lines are good.
You got very nice grass. Your place. You've got a good looking lawn.
Thank you so much. It's nice.
In fairness, I think it's a lot easier for you guys to keep some grass going.
Absolutely. I'm not a big grass guy. I'm not a big turf guy. Mm. I like my grass to be a living thing.
So you're mainly thinking, I am doing a great job.
God, I'm nailing this.
Jeez, I'm good.
It's not that sort of self-belief. It's like, okay, now I've got to line up this just so. Now I've got to do this. Now I've got to do that just in case someone's watching the talent scout.
I've never really thought about it, but I guess I am pretty good at this.
Huh. When you think about it, God's kind of a talent scout.
And what is the job you would get from the lawn talent scout? You're making the team? You're the quarterback of the lawn team?
They'd let you mow the lawn at the Super Bowl.
Yeah, he'd
fly
you to Europe.
That's the most prestigious lawn mowing job there is.
No, it's Super Bowl of mowing.
The Mower Bowl?
The Mower Bowl.
Oh, the Mower Bowl. Oh.
Yeah.
I saw how they do the fucking turf at the whatever the stadium the Super Bowl was at last year, I guess. Yeah. And I saw this video the entire fucking field is these like squares of made turf, and if an individual one gets any issues, they jack the whole thing out and they replace it with one of the spares that they're tending to not on the field.
Wow.
Just fucking wild lawn technology happening out there.
It's crazy.
They'd pay you to come and do the lines at the World Cup, Theo. You know?
Yes.
I think he wants to be
the World Cup of mowing.
Yeah. Okay. I just don't, like, I don't know if anyone lives solely off being like a mower? Mowing, like a professional mower. Yeah,
there's a mowing guy I see on TikTok all the time.
What about the people at our beautiful local parks?
Oh, you're on mowing TikTok?
Yeah, there are people who they go around and they find like very overgrown properties, and either if they're just like an abandoned property on a street and they just clean them all up, or they find very very overgrown properties and they go and talk to the often like elderly or infirm owners and say, hey, can I just like do all your lawn shit free? Like my viewers pay for it. And
yeah,
they go,
I see stuff like that. It's like deep cleans. People like deep clean like hoarders' houses and shit. Yeah.
Except now I think something must have changed in the meta to make it so that the videos that get more engagement are the ones where someone's doing a lawn. They're like, and then the cops came out.
Yeah.
Because someone had called and complained. And there's always the suggestion that maybe maybe the cop's going to pull their gun on him.
Yeah.
You know?
That's why you draw mowing? First.
Yeah, yeah, because they've come and started cleaning up a dog shit looking property on the street, and a neighbor comes out and goes, "You're not allowed to do that. Why are you stopping him?"
Let him mow.
He's mowing
mow.
The extremely overgrown street.
Yeah.
Just let him go.
Think about your house prices. I know that's all you care about.
You didn't get permission to fix up the shittiest house on the street.
Yeah.
Yeah,
what
hold
if,
that, man.
But what if they were rewilding?
They might have been rewilding. They
might have been rewilding.
Might have been Stoats in there.
Yeah.
Rare Stoats.
Maybe Stoats. Maybe
Stoats. Stoat Central in there.
Those people are just doing it off viewer donations.
I
off the hog.
I googled mowing championship.
Mm-hmm.
And the first result you get is a Wikipedia article for mowing on Kupres or mowing on Strelianica. It's an annual mowing competition that takes place in July in Bosnia and Herzegovina that has been happening since 1687.
1687, you
That's
say?
It's a long mowing tradition. And get this, quote, all the country's ethnic and religious groups and individuals are free to participate.
Oh, hell yeah.
That's in the nice.
That's not why did you have given? To specify that?
Well, were they previously not allowed?
I think
perhaps?
Maybe not all of time they were allowed to
I
do that.
I think perhaps yes. The Croats were turned away yeah. at the very least. Fuck, since 1630. At the very least. Since 1639, that whole thing must have been turned on its head when like the victor came along.
Man, I love that you took a punt on that year and you got the 16 correct.
Yeah. That's in the right order of magnitude.
A Maryland man who randomly had a set of numbers pop into his head while he was mowing a neighbor's lawn ended up using them to win a $150,000 lottery prize.
So can we all agree that at least $75,000 of that belongs to his neighbor?
Correct.
Yes.
He wouldn't have been there to have the numbers pop into his head.
Yeah, it's just prima noctis.
You had
That's not it.
You had the idea on my property. That just kind of entitles me to half of the idea.
Hundo.
Yeah, I own all ideas all the way to hell.
Yeah, that's right. It's actually.
Any ideas that the mole people are having? mine too.
If you're flying overhead,
yeah.
If you're flying overhead and you think of those lottery numbers in a plane, and it's on my property, very briefly. If the two was on my property, I get.
I don't know. Hang on.
20% of your five number jackpot.
Do property rights extend all the way to heaven, or is it simply all the way to hell?
I think they stop at the firmament.
It goes up. It's
stop at the.
Yeah,
it's higher than the highest heavens, and from the center to the circumference of the earth.
I think it hits the firmament, and it goes up. I'm done. That's not mine up there.
I read something this week that Tuong Tower, which we all know is obviously the office building that's part of the Tuong Village complex that was built in the late 1980s, acquired as part of an air rights thing from Tuong train station because of the rights to the air that they had. They said, well, we've got the train station down here, but we have all this air up here.
Mm.
What should we put there? Tuong Tower.
Huh.
Isn't it fucking crazy to think that?
What are you talking about? Air rights.
The air rights. The rights.
Just because when you own the land, you own everything up.
Up space.
You own the up space.
They had all the up space from the train station.
But how is that different from... Okay, so they've got the train station. Are you talking about property?
Air rights. That's what it says in the Wikipedia article. I'm not on trial here.
It sounds a lot... I agree with you, Theo. It sounds like they own a piece of real estate and they have agreed that someone else can build some house on top of their house.
It's an air rights. I don't know what
is it
the
like
fucking
that,
tell you.
That the train station is underground and they went for like 15 years and then someone was like, hey, you know what?
You got all this up space.
You got all this up space.
Yeah.
The air.
We could do something. Yeah, it's just a patch of dirt up there.
The complex was built on the site of the former Patterson Sawmill as an air rights development over Tuong Railway Station.
Just because it's in Wikipedia doesn't mean it's law that we have to honour. We're not bound by it.
But what if it's in page 37 of the February 1987 edition of Transit Australia?
Yeah, that's a bit better.
Okay, all right.
Air rights can be sold or transferred separately from the land itself.
Yes, up space.
Logical fallacy.
Up
appeal
space.
To Transit Magazine.
Fungible up space. Appeal to out of print magazine that you can't get copies of to check. Fungible up space. You go, I've got all this up space I don't need. Take my up space.
Having
Please,
a meeting
take
later
my
on.
Up space.
Buy my up space.
It's the craziest thing. Someone came by one day and said, hey, y'all doing anything with that up space? Honestly, we'd never thought about it. We'd never thought about it once. Right up there the whole time.
Motioning towards the ceiling.
Develop your up space, Governor.
It's 2025. Develop your up space. I'm posting that to LinkedIn right now.
The Upper Marlboro Man.
I saw a guy at the train station the other day take an up space. Kind of like what? Take upskirts, but
huh?
It's what? Also because it was at the train station as well.
What do you mean?
I thought you meant he was just like
taking up space.
Holding space.
Yeah,
you were doing an upskirt joke.
I thought he was like loitering.
We just cut this whole thing too.
So what's the joke?
I think the listener will decide.
Two
whether
words
or not we've
cut
the whole thing,
and it's at a train.
Yeah, it didn't really make sense because you.
I don't immediately associate train stations with upskirts. Just
not my mind either.
The upskirt took a while. Stuff happens on trains.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
The Upper Marlboro Man told Maryland lottery officials he has been playing various lottery games over 35 years, and he's especially drawn to big jackpot games like Powerball and Mega Millions, but will occasionally try out a Pick 5, Pick 4, or Pick 3 game.
So, Ben, like, when you were talking about him picking a set of random numbers, right? I was thinking about how I'm not a gambler, personally. Praise the Lord, you know, that I don't have...
Hope it stays that way. Yep.
Oh, like, by all accounts... Java. By all accounts, man, it is the fucking Jabberwocky on so many people's backs at the moment. Like,
yeah,
like,
it's
like,
not good.
And now it's like, on your phone.
Really
it's
like fucking, fun, though.
It's like fucking 50% of 18-year-olds have, like, a sports betting
it's
account.
Not good.
Oh, yeah,
not good.
The group chats, the group betting.
It's fucking insane. So I'm saying I don't have that as an issue. Thank God. I got other ones. Let's not worry about them. Yeah. But, like, very, very rarely... I will be in a situation where I can, like, maybe put $20 in a poker machine or whatever. And every now and then I'll be like, I feel the call of destiny.
Have a little flutter. Oh, you might be, because you might be God's most talented gambler.
And if you won a jackpot off what felt like a little universal impulse, I felt there was this energy that maybe something could happen, and then it happened.
You'd
feel like
crazy.
It was beautiful destiny. If you'd been saying that for 35 years in a row, 35 years kind of stops feeling magical, I think. Starts to maybe feel a little more like statistics. How much reckon he spent on it over $150,000 versus 35 years of lottery tickets? Game that one.
But in his defense... Picture of the guy doing some mining.
The diamonds
in the wall.
Most lottery players quit before they're hitting the gold.
Counter that with $150,000 of the lottery prize, 50% of that on taxes or whatever.
Because
you're
paying taxes.
Yeah. And also there are receipts spilling out of the diamond guy's pockets for the amount of lottery tickets he's bought in 35 years.
And you've got to pull the pin that's going to drop the water in the lava first before you let him walk
and
over.
And she's really stinky. She's super stinky, and you've got to clean her up.
You got to clean her. Yeah. You got to wash her down. There's three different hose attachments.
What's up with those?
What's going
games?
On?
Games.
That's not what a game
that's on the
is.
Phone now.
But what's up with the ads for the games? Do those work on people? Are people like, I'd love to clean up?
Oh, they absolutely work on people. This is the same thing as the YouTube thumbnails. They are A/B tested to the.
We all sound 100 years old.
Well, I don't think this is a. I don't think anyone has nailed the science of why the stinky lady works on people.
Walking away from a stinky lady. X-ray view.
I think there's
view,
a few listeners we could ask.
But if they, I think those sorts of people that you're alluding to like the stink. Why would they want to clean up the stinky lady?
But she's like stinky, but she's also watching her boyfriend have sex with another woman.
Yeah,
like there's always like stay and watch.
Yeah, I think those are based on your viewing habits.
I think that's just a different. That's when you've gone into incognito and you're seeing a different set of ads.
No, I don't get those ads either. I just literally just get ads that sell me the stuff that I already own, the hat that I am currently wearing. The other day I got an ad for the hat that I was wearing on my head at the time.
Man, that's probably good. That's probably what you want.
Yeah,
that's very targeted. That's very targeted. If we're all saying things that make us sound a million years old, though, I assume, Theo, that this is the same issue with movie trailers. which now if I do have to watch them, like if I'm at the movies and they're playing movie trailers, I always go, oh, that's the whole plot of the movie and what was obviously all of like the best quips.
Mm. Best gags.
And the character development and the finale with the bad guy or whatever.
Yeah.
In the space of like 2.5 to 3 minutes. But I have to assume this is a thing that they've really thoroughly tested and said, most people kind of want to know the whole plot before they go and see the movie. That's my guess, that the average person doesn't want to, like, because, you know, some movies like test really badly because people go, oh, it got to the end and then something unexpected happened and I was fucking furious at it. That's why they crucified M. Night the first time, you know? This man's doing twists.
He invented the twist.
I saw one of these the other day where, like, literally it was like the whole plot. Like, she was scrubbing the shower and then, like, her pants split open and then, like, the really small guy started having high-speed cartoonish sex with her. But then his wife got home and he started having sex with the wife. But then she saw the woman who was scrubbing the shower had her titties out and then started yelling at the really small guy. And then they all had sex really fast. And I was like,
don't give away the whole thing.
Every plot point of the movie. Yeah.
Like, don't give away the whole thing.
Yeah. Know? Why are the guys always really small and the ladies are really big? And it's always really
they can never
speed.
See them even though they're like just on the other side of a kitchen
on the
island.
Other side. You'd hear it.
Just
as well.
The other
like
side.
Like you would hear it happening as well.
You'd hear the door opening like.
You mean, are you talking about porn?
Not the
games?
Yeah, I think I'm talking about the Brazzers ad specifically. I don't know if you've ever seen the guys.
Oh, just yeah, he's like really high speed. Off-putting just like shot. Very high speed
so,
sex.
But that's what they've arrived at. They've A-B tested them so much, like millions of times, and they've arrived at that like Charlie Chaplin era speed of film.
It really is. And like Charlie Chaplin porn.
It's silent movie era high speed hijinks. Small guy, big lady porn.
There's they should have interstitial like captions.
You're totally right, Ben, that everybody is doing...
Oh, stepbrother.
Everyone's doing silent movie facial expressions.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, he's always got the stupidest look on his face.
And like they're always in conflict. It's always weedy man, two large women who are at odds with each other. But it turns out, maybe not entirely.
If you're
there's often
to
a
this,
coming together at the end.
Get one of these trailers, make it black and white, put a little film crackle over it, piano roll soundtrack, and just let us know if it worked.
Yeah,
who's
don't send us the
You're already watching
video.
The porn. It's free. It's for free.
No, the trailer's not that porn. I mean, like, there's definitely stuff going into stuff, you know, but, like, it's short, and it's comical. Yeah. It's fast and
it's
comical.
It's not pornographic if it's under a minute and a half.
Agreed.
The man's $150,000 prize came from a pick 5 ticket he bought at the Express Mart on Hall Road in Bowie. He selected the numbers 1, 3, 6, strong 0, star. 5.
They got zeros?
Good numbers. Do they not always have zeros?
Can
I think
you have
we're using
zero
all
in the
10
lottery?
Of the numbers that are available to us.
Yeah, I think you get a keypad style arrangement, you know?
Quote, I was cutting my neighbor's grass.
Wink.
Oh, wink. What were you?
It was fucking this guy's wife.
You're fucking his wife?
And those numbers just popped in my head and wouldn't go away, the player said. When I got home, my wife told me, you should play those numbers. So I did, and it worked. Is this not like the plot of
Lost? When I got home, my wife said, where you been? Where have you
cutting
been?
Cutting my neighbor's grass.
Where you been? Why do you smell like sweaty, but also kind of
so
like
sweaty.
Our grouse is looking pretty long.
Sort of gym room. He's
so excited about mowing grass all of a sudden.
I don't think I've ever had a set of numbers come to me in a flash of inspiration.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Like, I'm picturing them coming in
that
old like,
they're
Twilight
just the
Zone era.
That undergird all the universe. And
oh, sort of the fundamental mathematics and constants that sort of from which everything is derived.
Yeah.
I just think if you've been doing it for 35 years, you can't act like one of the numbers was special.
I think these are special circumstances. I don't think I've ever just been like hanging out and then all of a sudden I've been like 25,328. Oh, this means
something.
I
completely disagree. I think this guy has played the fucking lottery so many times. He's completely forgotten every time that he thought, this is it. This is the one, you know? Every time that he was at the fucking drive-thru at Burger King and he was like, 1695. Yeah. This is it. This is my sign for my fucking pick four today. And he goes home and he plays it and he goes, ah, shucks. And then it just falls out of his brain. Now so this one happens and he wants me to act like it's special. He wants me to congratulate him. The story here
is that someone thought of some numbers that won the lottery.
Yes, which again, I think is kind of the point of the lottery, right?
If you're at the point of sale and you have to think of some numbers, that's different from mowing the lawn and just being like
just having
1, 3, 6, 0, 5.
Yeah.
I but think how he many people caught had, a stray had it? Vibration or something.
I think he did. Yeah.
I want to know about numbers handed to you on a mysterious ticket passed through a portal.
Yes. Like, that would be mysterious.
That would be news.
Portals are real. And these numbers. Pretty cool.
A man came through a portal, looked just like me, but 50 years older.
Oh, yeah. Fuck, it's my looper.
He'd been shot. He was bleeding profusely from his chest. I could see the life leading his body. And as he leant out and he said to me, play this. Motioned to his arm where he had these five numbers tattooed.
Divorce your wife.
Remember jet ski rental. Daytona Beach. Jet ski rental. These numbers. Get rid of her.
Also, just another reason that I don't really want to like give this guy a round of applause. It's not life-changing money.
Yeah, not even a crazy amount of money. But it's taxed over there. It's taxed.
It'd change your life for a bit.
For a bit. For a couple of years.
It'd change your life, Ben, in the sense that like you'd get to go on a cool holiday, which is a thing I'm guessing you would do if you received a windfall like that.
That'd maybe put me in the housing market.
What if he used that money to start the adultery business he'd always been dreaming of?
The adultery business.
Cheating and co.
Jim's cheating.
Jim's cheating. Jim's fucking.
Oh, we'll fuck it for you, you know? Fuck.
He said, checking the winning numbers after the drawing brought him a big surprise. Quote, I scanned that ticket on my phone and screamed, baby, look at this!
Yeah, sort of very high entropy event, kind of winning the lottery.
Yeah.
I think everyone who wins the lottery is surprised.
Because of the stuff that happens.
Because the chances are so low, but the impact is so high.
We both just took a moment and prayed, he said.
Huh?
You're done with that.
I'd like to pray to having already won the lottery.
Yeah.
I don't think you... I don't know, like
cleaning your car before you go for a big drive.
The winner said his prize money will go toward sorting out his finances, taking a road trip, and spoiling his, quote, good luck charm of a wife. That's good.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Get out of debt. Go and check out the Grand Canyon.
Treat your wife. Treat your wife. Rudy Tooty, fresh and fruity. IHOP.
You know what you should do? Get her one of those, how do I describe this? It's sort of like a floor-length nightgown, mostly transparent dressing gown, sort of tie across the waist.
Well, chiffon. Some chiffon kind of thing.
Feather boa, fur trim on the bottom and the things. And then just leave the home for days at a time. Hmm. And then just see what happens. And then be careless when you're in the home. You know, top of the stairs, don't look where you're going, stuff of that nature.
Very slippery.
Hang out with the postman that she's asked to stay at the house for a little while for some reason.
I think when I say not life-changing money, I don't mean that it's not going to change your life in any way. I mean it's not immediately catapulting you into like a different class of society.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You're having a much easier 5 years.
You're not getting entry into the turtle club.
I think there's a type of money that completely changes the sort of experience that you will now have access to in your life.
Yeah, there's money and there's turtle club money.
You're not getting to the Epstein Island.
You're not going to be a Christmas adventurer on that money.
150 large. Yeah, absolutely.
Are they selling that thing, do you think?
The island?
Yeah.
Little St. James?
It's a fixer-upper.
Big St. James, too. They're both in the...
Oh, it's a package deal.
It's a package deal.
Why didn't he put it on Big St. James?
Humble man.
Maybe you enjoy bringing people there and being like, hey, see that? Over there, that's my bigger island.
Yeah.
Now, if we step this way.
And you don't want to know what we get up to on that island.
Yeah, that's sort of the promise that if you're good enough at Sex Criminal Island Petit.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dump it. Dump it.
I'm grateful and motivated to win again, he said.
No! Pull your head back in, brother.
I'm going to buy more lottery tickets. You know, he's just going to have a thought and it's going to be like 7, 14. He's going to be like, let's go.
Those were duds.
He's going to look at the fucking time on his watch and go, oh, he's
7:15?
He's going to turn into Topsy Kretz. From the movie The Number 23.
No.
The main character of the movie The Number 23.
The Number 23?
What a piece of shit.
Oh. Wait a second. Topsy Kretz?
Yeah.
Top Secrets.
The what? Number 23.
Yeah.
Jim Carrey. The Number 23, Topsy.
What? I've never
That's
seen
a Joel Schumacher joint, isn't
Joel
it?
Joel Schumacher.
Oh, yeah, the man who's in a phone booth.
Right now, it's like
7% Rotten Tomatoes. 7.
Wait.
7:23.
Lucy, Jim Carrey plays a tortured detective with tattoos who plays the saxophone.
Wow.
And his name is Topsy Kretz.
Danny Houston. Logan Lerman.
Danny Houston.
Danny Houston.
He was in some real stinkers around that time, hey?
When this guy says, I'm grateful and motivated to win again, that makes me go back 2 paragraphs and say, I think the prayer straight afterwards was, thank you so much, God. Now, if we could just line up the next one.
Yeah, money, please.
Hey, God, my hand is back out.
Man, I hate this so much. You got like a fucking transmission. You picked it up with your brain antenna. You locked into the numbers of the universe. You applied them judiciously. You got 150 large. Yes, a bunch of it went to the IRS, whatever the fuck. You settled your debts. You treated your wife. You saw the Grand Canyon. You had a 3-night stay at a cabin in Flagstaff, and it was beautiful.
Mattress shaped like a love heart.
A vibrating, rotating, love heart-shaped mattress. Coin-operated, which was a bit nifty. Didn't think those were still around.
Surprisingly, the most expensive part is the fitted sheet.
They're
hard to make.
The one guy in Italy that makes those.
Hard to make, difficult to source. $750 each.
Annoying as fuck to put on.
Yep. You hold that in and hold... Ah, fuck.
Yeah. Have you got one of the tops of the heart or are we on the bottom
What's
of the heart?
What's the top? The point? What's the top?
The raised bits of the arc of the heart.
Yeah. The top is the arse of the heart.
That's what we're always saying, folks.
Yeah.
Yes.
Look,
he
does say, and I hate to steal the final line of the article from him. I'm grateful and motivated to win again, he said, but I think I'll take a little break from pick 5 for now. Oh, you got a system.
It makes me think that he's moving on to pick 4. Pick 3, or he's moving on to one of the other ones.
I'm going to refocus my energy into pick 3s and
yeah,
pick 4s.
Yeah, he's going to Powerball. He's going to Powerball.
He didn't say he was
now.
Taking a break from the lottery in general.
It's Keno time.
Oh, man,
that's true. He didn't say that. I guess my assumption there was that he was sort of saying, I've just won one, so I realize I'm not going to be hot now. You know?
Yeah, when you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not.
I assume, not a big time gambler, but I assume that the lotto is different. Like if you win one, you wouldn't feel like, oh, I better run out and buy another ticket so I can win another one.
Yeah.
The chances
Leave my
of you
chips
winning
on the table. Yeah.
So
yeah.
rare, right? Like you've been struck by lightning just now compared to if you're out there playing blackjack or fucking whatever.
Playing a little roulette. You always leave like, that chip on that number.
I'm on a hot streak. Yeah. You know,
let it ride.
No one says let it ride about lotto tickets.
No, yeah. Don't let it ride in the lottery.
Going back into the 7-Eleven, let it ride.
Give me $150,000 worth of tickets, please, sir.
Yeah. Just, going double or nothing.
I don't, you know, we should always, it's okay to want more in your life, but sometimes you just got to
appreciate what you have.
For what you got. Diamonds in the back, sunroof top.
Top.
Kicking the scene with
a gangster lean. Yep. Good
Plus, you're probably fucking the neighbor's wife.
Hey, if you know the Massive Attack cover of that song, there's a good chance you might be Gen X. We talk about Gen X in Gen X Watch.
From the hose, I went out and my parents don't know.
Who is doing this?
That's Vito again. Another bit of Vito. We're going to have to start fucking paying him at some point.
No. I tried. He won't take the money.
What do you mean you tried?
He
sidled into his DMs and said, hey, buddy, you want a little bit of cash?
Well, because he made the remix of the...
Big Egg.
Of Big Egg.
Yeah, no one even remembers the original.
Well, because it's just such a beautiful extension of it.
Yeah.
It's like how the way it should have already... Or whatever.
This comes from r/JetX. Supermarket scales. Yeah. Was watching a retro show and noticed a scale in the supermarket. Where did all those scales go? Have not seen one in years.
Are you kidding me? They're still fucking there. What are you talking about? Not.
What are you talking about?
Do you mean scales for the vegetables or like a human scale?
I'm going to assume scales for the vegetables.
Vegetables,
the
right?
Human scale?
The well, yeah, because you used to be you go in there, you
seen
put
a vegetable
a,
scale.
You,
like
you
within
put a
the
dollar
last
one
year.
In the human scale and oh, it tells you how much you weigh.
The dollar operated, yeah. The coin operated human scale.
No, no,
there's
we'll
definitely
about the
still
vegetable scale.
Scales.
But, okay, but is it specifically that it's all electronic? You go to the deli. You go to the deli. What's
but
that? They
weigh
oh,
it
we're talking
for
about
you
that. They
deli.
Weigh it for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay,
say,
we're talking
about
on the floor. 100
grams of that suppressor thinly sliced.
On the floor, you're not there measuring. You're not weighing your. Okay.
Maybe they're phased out. I've definitely seen them in Hobart.
I haven't seen them
here.
I use the
Maybe
one all the fucking
out.
Time at the market I go to.
Do you?
The other day I was like.
What are you weighing?
I only need like 100 or 200 grams of mushrooms. And I put some in a bag and then I put them in the scale and I went. Yeah, that's about right.
You're not fucking eyeballing your mushrooms?
Mushrooms?
You're weighing the amount of mushrooms that
mushroom?
You're taking home?
They're not that heavy.
It was for a particular purpose, you know?
This is...
Yeah.
Either that or I need at least this much for something where I was doing a lot of them. Mm,
okay. I think when I was like in my early 20s and in my teens and stuff and I had no fucking money at all, I'd be like, God, I can afford literally $1.50 worth of broccoli. I'll weigh it. But since then... I've become more comfortable. I've become more privileged in my life. I'm never weighing anything. I'm not looking for the scale, but I think if I did look for it, I wouldn't fucking find it because it's gone. Except for wherever you go, Andrew. Are you not a? Are you at a Thomas Ducks? Are you at a? What's the other fancy word?
You're at a fancy
Thomas Ducks.
Thomas Ducks. It's Thomas the Prestige Ducks. Woolworths.
Are you at Horton Gooses?
I am at. I'm at Tom's Fresh Fruit and Veg.
Oh,
at the
independent
fresh fruit market.
Yeah, okay.
Fresh fruit
sure.
markets.
But if you know, injury there a, from the hours of.
Hey, look! Shout out to and thumbs up to Tom's. Thumbs down to the other fresh fruit and veg place that opened in the market, sharing a wall with them, and then proceeded to do a much worse job. When they were opening up, I was like. Unconventional, but a little competition can be healthy, you know. And now I go in there and I'm like, fuck are you guys doing in here?
Yeah.
What are you doing? Crazy. You've got sparse shelves. You've got a poor selection. What did you think was going to happen?
Getting devastated by Tom.
Tom didn't ask for it, you know.
Tom didn't ask for this.
Yeah.
I think this is just a guess on my part. I reckon all the scales went with COVID.
Oh, okay.
Because don't want people touching. Yeah.
Having to clean
everyone was too busy with COVID, so they thought one's going to notice. We take the scales.
Like when I worked in a produce department for roughly
cover.
5 years of my life, one of our like hourly cleaning jobs was cleaning the scales. We didn't do it hourly.
No.
I'm going to tell you that right now.
Why would you?
And anyway, when COVID hit, I was getting my fruit and veg delivered, and I was carefully Windexing each apple, you know?
Christ, you guys remember sanitizing shit you got delivered?
I never did that,
yeah.
But people were absolutely doing it.
Oh, me and Jesse definitely did in Hawaii because it was scary for a few
It was
months
a really
there.
Scary time.
Like sanitizing our packages and
it was
shit.
A really Wild fucking time. Scary time. Yeah. We didn't know what was fucking going on. I think the best thing about it is that everyone has processed all of the stuff that happened with it. So
yeah.
We can just sort of forget
it's not
about
that
it. And
everyone
move
just
on.
Went completely insane and has never recovered.
Yeah. No, I think we're all just sort of fine. It was chill. In a way, it was kind of relaxing.
Yeah, it was relaxing. And now there's signs everywhere that say, please don't assault our staff.
Yeah, I don't know what that's about.
The official Bunta Vista position, COVID, net good?
Yeah. Didn't we all learn to get along? We all learned to appreciate people that work at supermarkets.
Yeah,
and we did. And we learned to live better with less as well.
Yes.
Mm.
There's a car this car that drives around in my suburb, like, so, or I assume they must live around me because I see the car relatively frequently, and it is identifiable because it's like a minivan and it has a big custom made like vinyl sticker on the back that is like, it says Canberrans for staying home, give it up for, and then there's all these stickers saying like, you know, nurses, grocery store workers, and just lists off all of what we were collectively calling at the time like essential services, the people who still have to go to work. And it's just weird seeing it driving around. It's just a weird little
Four times. Yeah.
Not that hard to take a sticker off, I think.
There's a guy that lives somewhere, no, works somewhere around Milton, I think. He's got a big like Land Cruiser or Prado that has like the most inscrutable plandemic type stuff on the side of his car.
Oh, yeah, I've seen it. I've seen it.
The big white one. Yeah,
where he's got like the plandemic stuff.
Yeah, like mask plus health equals oxymoron, oxy plus Nuremberg equals, like, it's
yeah, it's got
like
Nuremberg stuff on it. It's insane. And it's insane to still have that. 2.0
on there a bunch. But yeah, he like works behind Suncorp on one of those streets there. I see it constantly. I'm like, dude, how has no one in your life been like, mate,
I
love
you. Take the stickers
off now. Love hanging out with you. You know, it's okay if that's what you believe. Probably just dial it back because the customers are seeing it and you seem like the craziest person on earth.
You seem mental.
Take it down 20%.
Yeah. Just lose the Nuremberg stuff. Keep the oxy moron health plus mask, whatever. You know, just dial it back. Thank you.
Next 12 months, we're increasing soul connections by 50%, and we're reducing Nuremberg references by, let's say, 75%. Let's shoot for the moon.
Hey, you know, let's dial back screeds. We're going screedless in 2026.
Hey, fewer screeds, more manifesto.
A little less screed time. How about reading a fucking book?
Less screeds.
Hey, it's bed.
Yeah.
You got a quick second to chat about your fixation?
You're just on your screed just before bed? Mine's racing.
Sometimes it's hard to tell when you just care about something or when you've become insane.
Mm. Yeah.
Tell someone in your life, if you've been like, you know someone that has gone insane and no one is willing to tell them they've gone psycho, maybe you can be the person that's like, brother, I'm telling you this because I care about you and in your soul connection with mine.
Mm-hmm.
You are actually loco in a way that other people find embarrassing or scary.
I can't do that. I'm sorry.
Do you have someone in your life that you should tell that to?
I can't comment on that.
Wow, interesting. I've got a couple, but I don't really like them. So I don't care as much.
You're not invested in the outcome.
But
right?
Maybe I'd like them more if they weren't like psycho.
You should say it like that.
Yeah,
fine. I'd like you more if you weren't psycho.
I've been dodging your invites to stuff because you're psycho.
Yeah.
Dude,
hey, man, I don't know if you know this, but like people are talking about how you're psycho.
A lot of chat.
Sorry to be the one.
In
a lot
the circles
chat,
I'm in
not
about
from
how
me,
you're
it's
like
just
nuts.
Like I'm hearing this and I just want to pass that on to you. People think you're psycho.
It's the screeds?
Like
screeds. People are kind of looking
it might be
at
the screeds.
It's mostly screed related, dude.
Something up with this guy's screeds.
I would love to share a soul connection with you in the 2025-26 financial year. But like, I would be so much more likely to do that.
Yeah.
If we just
love you, hate the screed.
You find yourself making a sentence that contains the words Wuhan, China.
Yeah. Unless you're doing
knock
like,
it off
tourism recommendations.
Yeah.
If at any point you find you're writing a screed of any kind, if you're posting an Instagram story that has like three paragraphs of text in it, you just need to take like 1 second and be like, am I screeding? This might
Let's
be a screed.
Is anyone going to read this screed or am I just wasting my time?
Is this a missive or a screed? Because people
don't
mind a missive.
I'm raising my kids in like a screed-free environment.
Absolutely.
So if you could,
doctors say, for the
best. They're going to arc up about it because all their friends are in screed environments.
And that's the most dopamine they're ever going to get, like in a day.
Which we never should have.
On their screeds?
We shouldn't.
Yeah.
We didn't have enough words for a screed. When we developed all this chemistry, we had 10 words. Can't do a screed.
We didn't even know
words.
What all the races were.
Yeah.
When we were a little.
There was the guys over there, and then there was us.
Yeah.
That was it. Hey,
not
I think
enough to face a screed on.
Definitely an episode of the podcast, Buena Vista. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you so much for supporting the podcast. This wouldn't be possible without you, because we would have stopped years ago if money wasn't a part of it.
Yeah, we love the money we receive.
We would have stopped before it became like any good at all. Yeah. We would have probably left it.
Well, this is like a highlight of my week.
We do now.
We love doing it. Now we enjoy it. But also, we have lives. We have jobs. A little bit of money makes it easy to be like, okay, well, that's one less night a week that I can hang out with my wife, you know? My
children.
Yeah. My dog.
They're crying outside the door right now. Every now and then I got to turn off my mic and say, shut up.
Money.
Like, podcast.
Money. It's the money. More important than you.
So you're appreciated. Yeah. Thank you very much. It's worth
us ignoring our family.
Yes. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye. Bye.